From Telemann to the U.S. Armed Forces, the Catholic Choral Society has a wide range of works in its repertoire, and in fact that range will be reflected in the ensemble's Lenten concerts, March 24th in Scranton and the 31st in Hartford. Co-presidents Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse and music director Anne Manganello fill us in.
Our group was started by Norbert Betty a couple of years after he was discharged from the service after World War II, and we've been around ever since. Quite proud of that. Anne came on board, so we continue to be in good hands, and I think we look forward to maintaining that longevity.
You have a pretty full schedule this season, Brenda.
We will be having a Lenten journey, and then following that we move into our spring concert season, which is pretty much our grand finale, if you will, because then we're usually on a hiatus for the summertime. We always manage to sing at a Rail Riders baseball game, which we're always grateful for and have a lot of fun at. And then in the fall, in November, is our Generations Sing concert, which will be coming up on November 10th, and that will be our 18th consecutive, our 18th annual.
Not that you don't throughout the rest of the year, but that's the concert that just embodies your educational mission.
Our educational mission is absolutely to allow children and adults of any age to realize that singing is a process from when you're little to when you're big, like us. We absolutely foster singing forever. It's important for people to realize that it doesn't stop once you graduate from high school or once you graduate from college, that it could be a lifelong journey for something that you have a great love and passion for. And we really try to foster that. We will actually, at our Lenten concert up in Hartford, Pennsylvania, be featuring the Mountain View 6th grade Chimettes. They're going to be playing the Chimettes, and then they're also going to be featured in singing a combined piece with us, which is a salute to the armed forces, which we're very proud of and have so much respect and honor for those who service our country. And it's a piece that really has a lot of feeling and emotion to us and usually to the audience and goes over really well.
And we always turn to you for the programming because you're so sensitive about the choices you make seasonally.
Yes, thank you, Erica. So our first concert is Sunday, March 24th, and that's going to take place at St. Patrick Church on Jackson Street in Scranton. And the pastor there has been very welcoming to us. His name is Father Fox, and we're very fortunate to be able to be performing there. We had once before as well, so we're glad to return there. And our opening song is going to be a processional, kind of set the tone of everything, Surely the Presence by Lanny Wolfe. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And then we're going to begin by singing Laudate Jehovah Omnes Gentes by Telemann, which is based on Psalm 117. And O praise the Lord, all ye nations, is really what it translates to. Interestingly enough, Telemann used Jehovah instead of Dominus, the Lord. And so we're praising our God and then speaking of his love where he gave his whole life to us. And so we are going to sing a Latin piece called Agnus Dei, a beautiful piece by Joseph Martin. And that features two of our soloists, Alexander Durant on the soprano and Dr. Greg Halley on the men's solo. And then the chorus sings almost this ostinato of Agnus Dei. And the chords are very lush and very moving. And then it climaxes. There's five parts going on with the soloists and then the chorus singing, the men joining on later on. And it's just a beautiful piece. Lamb of God. And then we are going to sing the spiritual Were You There, but this too is a different kind of a setting for us, and it's a little bit more contemporary, but just so beautifully done, arranged by Larry Shackley. And then we are also going to be performing a piece in French this season, the Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré, which is such a lovely piece, written when Fauré was only 19 years old. It really is very moving, just such beautiful melodies and harmonies intertwine. And again, speaking about the love of the Lord and how he looks on us with his eyes. And then we're going to sing one of our favorites, The River in Judea. And this had been sung 20 years ago when several of our chorus members had gone to Germany. And so it's kind of a tribute to those of us who are still a part of the group. And we will be singing that. And then we are going to have different groups on each day. On the 24th, we're going to have the chapel singers perform for us. And the director of that group is Sheila O'Brien, who's a part of our choral society. And there are 5 members in that group. There are 2 men and 3 ladies, and there are 2 guitarists. They are from St. Patrick's Church, and so we're so privileged to have them joining us. And they're going to be singing songs from the Living Stations. And on the 31st, we have the Mountain View Chimettes. They are under the direction of Molly Love Borosek from Mountain View. These are 6th grade students, and we're excited to have them with their chimettes, and they have performed in other venues as well. So Molly has selected these pieces for the chimettes: In Faith and Peace, Lord of All Hopefulness, An Etude in G, and Morning by Edvard Grieg. And we are doing the tribute to the armed forces with the chimettes. They are going to sing those with us. And you think, well, where does that fit in with Lent? But when you think about it, these people that are in our armed services, they are willing to give up their lives for us. So it actually really does tie in very well with that. And we have another soloist that will be singing at our concerts, Mary Scheller. She's got a lovely voice. She's going to be singing Mary's Song. That's by Dallas Holm. And then right after that, we're going to be doing a little bit more for Mary. At St. Patrick's Church, we're going to do Lady of Knock. It's an Irish piece in honor of Our Lady. And St. Patrick's is traditionally an Irish parish, so I think that would work very well there. And then we are going to sing She Stood in Silent Love. That's by Patty Drennan. And that gives the focus of how Mary felt when she sees her son walking along the way and then being crucified. And we're going to have 2 soloists for that too. Sheila O'Brien and Chuck Smith will be featured on that selection. And then we have more of a contemporary piece, You Are My All in All by Dennis Jernigan. A little bit more of an upbeat and a praise song. And we're putting in a spiritual, Witness. And it's a great setting of Witness, the spiritual. And I think that the audience will really enjoy that as much as we do. And our closing piece may be How Great Thou Art. And that too has some of our soloists, Chris Koster and Bill Pierce. But it's just so very moving. No matter when we sing it, wherever it is in the program, it always really touches the hearts of everyone.
When you think about it, Brenda, talk about Harford, that's Susquehanna County.
That is Susquehanna County. We're fortunate to have members in our group from probably 6 or 7 counties, actually. And we have this lovely husband and wife who are a big part of our group, Connie and Dave Schulte. It's Dave Schulte's church. He helps us to usher and various things, and they always are proud to have us come up their way. And Connie's one of our tenors. So, yeah, we're very pleased. It's a beautiful little church setting. It reminds me of the church from the Little House on the Prairie, where when you go into the pew, you close the little door behind you and have a seat. It's just such a beautiful, rich setting. It's kind of up on a hill all by itself, and it's just so pretty to see and a very beautiful space to be in. So we're always grateful to return there.
And the oldest church in Susquehanna County, it really began in 1800, June of 1800. And it's interesting that they have their history. They have the portraits of all of their pastors there, and their present pastor is also a novelist. And they have all of this registered that they had done in the 1900 when they had their centennial celebration. They really focused on all of this and has a complete listing of all their church members since 1800. That's incredible. And their pastor, too, Pastor William Hagenbu, he's also very welcoming for all of us to be there. And certainly our accompanist for both of our concerts is our marvelous Gene Shields.
And you're always so welcoming when you're here. You always offer an invitation to people who love to sing to join you.
Yes, absolutely. You can reach out to us on our website, which is Catholic Choral, C-H-O-R-A-L, Society.org. We can also be reached on Facebook at Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. There's definitely a nice variety of people who are very dedicated because it's on a voluntary basis, and people are definitely very committed and commit their time to come week after week. There's about 50 voices.
And several of the people are still working. Some are retired. We have some doctors, we have lawyers, we have nurses. We have all different varieties of people that are working with us.
Music director and conductor Anne Manganiello and co-presidents Brenda Grunzer and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse speaking about the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. Coming up the weekend ahead of us and the one following, it is the Lenten Journey Concerts, Sunday, March 24th at 3 p.m. at St. Patrick Church, 1403 Jackson Street in Scranton. And then on the following weekend, it will be March 31st, and that is in Harford in Susquehanna County, Sunday, March 31st at 3 p.m., the First Congregational Church of Harford, 5016 Creek Road. Those concerts are free, and there will be a free will offering gratefully accepted. For more information on the web, catholiccoralsociety.org, catholiccoralsociety.org. It is a Lenten journey, and it's Sunday, March 24th at 3 p.m. at St. Patrick Church, Jackson Street in Scranton, and Sunday, March 31st at 3 at the First Congregational Church of Harford, 5016 Creek Road in Harford, catholiccoralsociety.org.